This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Seven after the hour on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. I'm Doug. You wouldn't confuse me with Jay. Jay's voice doesn't sound like me. Her thoughts are not mine. My thoughts are not hers. We are here independently to ask questions and maybe find a few answers, solutions to a few problems. Probably the best thing is we can tell you what we know to be the facts, and then there's, you know, a lot of stuff that goes with it conversationally. Here's some good news. For those of you who think the planet is going to hell in a handbasket, apparently the Great Barrier Reef is now showing signs of a coral recovery. Jay, in a manner of speaking, the Great Barrier Reef is something off the coast of Australia that has been an arbiter, if you will, of what's going on in marine science. And so they've been monitoring this for a number of decades. Their annual summary, which is basically a report card, right, on the condition of the coral reef.
Yeah, and it kind of goes like half, the end half, the second half of one year into the first half of the other year. So it's 21-22, and it's showing some good signs, some good things.
Increases of 7 to 9% of the coral reef. In the reefs, they look at about 80, 90 of them around the all around Australia. Without being too specific, because I think that's going into the weeds a little bit much, the good thing is that the people, the professors, the researchers that are looking into this, it's the north and central regions off the coast of Australia, they have always said the reef could recover, but there are also things going on, stuff that's the heat certainly affects the water and the coral conditions and the stuff that we, the junk that we throw into the water.
There's intense disturbances happening at one time or another.
Right, exactly. So the way these people throw around the word ecosystem annoys me, because everything's an ecosystem. Your water puddle in your, you know, the EPA has its way. If you've got a puddle in your driveway, they want to regulate it because they want to make sure they can protect whatever is in the pothole in your driveway. Hello, there's nothing but mud in the pothole in your driveway. So let's not get ridiculous about this. But in terms of the barrier reef, it's more of an indicator than anything else. If you've ever done any scuba diving, Jay, you done any scuba diving at all?
I've never gone scuba diving. I've only gone snorkeling once.
Yeah.
Well, but that was cool.
Yeah, you can do the same kind of thing, only closer to the surface, to be sure. But it is a great, it's exhilarating. It's kind of fun to be able, this is how I can tell that I'm on vacation or I'm doing something different, doing something like this, you know, in the Caribbean or someplace. This is one of the things about life to relish, being able to do something like this, in that turquoise water that's there and the warmth of the water. It's just, it's so cool. I shouldn't say it's so cool. It's warm, but it's good. A friend or two of mine up on Lake Winnipesaukee, which is one of the big lakes in New Hampshire. Great vacation spot. People have wonderful homes up there. And a friend, a couple of friends who were visiting up there the last couple of weeks, one of them reported the water in the lake is 86 degrees, which is plenty warm enough. I often am teased when I had my swimming pool at the last house. I still haven't gotten one here. But I would always set the temperature. The heat in the pool was at 88 degrees, because that was, for me, that's refreshing. Grab a bar of soap and jump into the swimming pool. It's a great time was had by all, if you will. All right, so speaking of water and things that aren't maybe so good, more human remains have been discovered over the weekend in Lake Mead outside of Las Vegas. The waters are receding. This is the fourth time human remains have been found in the lake. Hey, what did you think? Where did you think the guys who were running Las Vegas, where were they throwing those bodies? Skeletal remains. And but this would be kind of gross. If you're out swimming and you see somebody's leg bone wash up.
I just keep thinking, like, how decomposed?
Yeah. Are the bodies?
Yeah.
Well, nothing left but really bones. Unless it's just somebody that got thrown there 3 weeks ago, and then maybe, you know, you probably find some more stuff.
I mean, you have to know, too, like, this isn't done. We're going to keep having more reports of more bodies found as the lake continues to recede.
There's a body that must have been recently thrown in there because you could still see the gunshot wound in this guy. So he hadn't decomposed that much. And so there's probably a lot of different, and the homicide guys will run out there and look and see what happened and make another, you know, it's kind of like, isn't there a cop show called Vegas? Is there still a police show
there
that's focused on Las Vegas?
I'm surprised there's not 50 different cop shows to go through every state.
Framingham's finest. I can see it now in bright lights. So anyway, all these people, the swimmers, if you're out swimming and you find a body, what's that going to do to your psyche? Probably not going to find too many of those in Lake Winnipesaukee, though. Well, once in a while, it probably...
You never know.
Yeah, exactly. I know a car dealer a number of years ago when I was working. I was on the air in Worcester, Massachusetts, and I was doing everything at the station, including news. And I remember reporting on, there's a fellow who had a Chevrolet dealership, and his name was Butler. But he was tied to the mob. And if he didn't like you, there were the problem. They found, and then a guy sort of ratted on him. He didn't, one of the people working for him was in trouble because he'd been stealing the company. So he brings him out to a lake and walks him out on the out in the dock and shoots him. Guy goes into the water. And it became, everybody knew it. This guy had done it before. He was suspected of having done this before. But the fellow who was his lieutenant squealed on him, and so he got arrested. But somehow the guy who squealed on him ended up departing this life, so they couldn't prove it. Sounds like a Law and Order episode, right? Yeah. See you later. Okay, other things affecting people and the climate and the circumstances. 1,000 people stranded in Death Valley National Park. Because of the flooding, right? Here's the difference in what's going on, like, south of there. Substantial flooding in the park. 1,000 people couldn't get out because all the roads into and out of the park were closed. And so they're trying to figure out, so where are these people, how are they eating? Are they restaurants? Do they bring food in with them? What do they do? How do they survive in this thing? That's what I'm kind of wondering about. The public affairs director for the National Park Service said a number of visitors voluntarily left the park. So how did they get out?
They got ahead of time. Yeah.
Oh, that was it. They were warned to get out. So is that what the story is here, Jay? They were told to get out before the weather got bad, and some people just decided, nah, I'm going to stay.
Well, because they didn't think it was going to be that bad. It's always one of those things. You never think it's going to be that bad. But some people were just kind of like, you know what? We're going to go ahead and pack up and go. And others were pretty much like, no, we're going to figure this out. And it ended up being pretty bad. Pretty bad.
So they're getting a lot more rain than they usually get. Isn't it interesting how it's called Death Valley for a reason? Hello, it's a desert.
Yes. It's hardly ever rain. But also think of there were 500 visitors that got stranded, but also 500 staff members of the park. So you have to think, too, of the staff people. Did anybody feel like they weren't allowed to leave?
Right. 17 people are missing. A lot of people got hurt. Did you see the fire at the oil tank farm in Cuba? Did you see the pictures?
That's
a lightning strike. Wow. Kaboom. 4 explosions. 80 people injured, firefighters trying to put the blaze out. There was a super tanker right there where the fire began in a thunderstorm. I think they protected that, though. One of the tanks. They offload the oil into a tank. It's kind of the same thing if you drive up and down the coast. Route 1, it goes from Marina del Rey, it actually goes the back way around the airport and into Manhattan Beach. You can always see a tanker out because there's a big power plant there. There's always a tanker off the shore. And it's against the law to bring, in America, the tankers into right next to where the oil dumps are. But in Cuba, that's what they do. And then in Virgin Islands, you can go to, because they all have, you know, that's how they power the island. What do you think they have? They have generators that are powered by fuel oil. So they put the fuel oil into the tanks, and in this circumstance, because there was a big lightning strike, the lightning hit one of the tanks, boom, that's the end of that, and a lot of other stuff went down with it, right? Looks like that whole area. But looking at the
there are a lot of firefighters that are still unaccounted for.
Yeah, yep. Big explosion down in Cuba over the weekend. All right, let's find out what happened to this 12-year-old boy who has a very interesting story about his heart, if you will. We'll have that after this.
I am Robert Strickler. My wife Joyce and I have been married for 53 years. Certainly one of the really important things in my life are our children and our grandchildren. I am essentially a writer. I've been involved in communications and the media. I've been an avid fly fisherman for at least 40 or more years. I've been taking Prevagen on a regular basis for at least 8 years. For me, the greatest benefit over the years has been that Prevagen seems to help me recall things and also think more clearly, have a crisper ability to remember and think through things. And I enthusiastically recommend Prevagen. It has helped me an awful lot.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Robert Strickler is a content contributor for Prevagen and real user, based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who are cognitively normal or mildly impaired. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Angie's List is now Angie, your home for everything home. With Angie, you could cross your next project off your to-do list before this ad is over. Just tell us what you need, and we'll handle the rest, sending a top pro to get it done. Or browse reviews, compare quotes from pros, and connect instantly, all for free. For everything from routine maintenance to a dream remodel. Because however you want your project done, we'll get it done. Download the app or go to Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com to get started.
Today on Hey Culligan, how smart is your water? Here's Tracy.
Hey Culligan, I think my water might be dumb.
Good news, Tracy. Your water's not dumb, it's just not talking to you.
You can make my water talk.
No, but the new Culligan Smart Drinking Water System can talk to your phone to tell you when your water filters need changing and help you meet drinking water goals.
Now that's some brilliant H2O.
You said it, Tracy, and we're already on the way. Let us help you out with a free in-home water test with the local Culligan water expert at Culligan.com.
All right, so here's this 12-year-old boy who'd been in a coma for 4 months, dying over the weekend. Family was fighting about whether to have him on life support or not, so his heart, the poor little kid, just gave out, right? Looks like that's the...
Well, yeah, so it was the family fighting with the medical staff. The doctors wanted to pull life support. It went to court, and the jury decided that the best thing for the child was to let him die, and the family were, they were not ready for that, and...
Mm-hmm.
They just
are they ever?
Withdraw
is anything. Anybody ever ready for that? I mean, under the circumstances, so don't even put yourself in that same position. But just think about somebody else. You know, it's your child, and there's a problem. The kid's brain was dead, and so leaving him on what possible value is there to leaving him other than helping the family? It doesn't help the kid, and the kid's not going to survive, no matter what. So you know, with that and all the pressure, they wanted to force the hospital to continue life-sustaining treatments, but the doctor said the kid's brain is dead. Why? What are you gonna do? In the meantime, do they have youngsters can give their organs over there too, right? So hopefully the organs in this youngster's body were used to help other children that were in need, because he wasn't coming back. He was a good fighter, it looks like, you know, as much as he knew, but if your brain's dead.
He fought all the way to the end.
Yeah.
They withdrew everything, and it wasn't until they took out the respirator.
Yeah.
And basically suffocated.
You hope that never happens to anybody you know. 21 after the hour, Doug Steffens, good day.
Ladies and gentlemen, about about to give you a URL that can and will change your life. You will simply investigate it and look into it for your own self. Do your own research. This is an absolute 360 win for GCN, for American Tax Solutions, and for you. Ladies and gentlemen, these are top tax lawyers that will deliver you super service very, very quickly and change your life. The average person can save up to 90% on their taxes. Visit GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Good Day Health Podcast with Dr. Ken Kronhaus.
Now there's a warning about salmonella in turtles. So how much attention do we pay to that, Ken?
Well, hopefully a lot, Doug. The CDC announced this week that tiny turtles, they're less than 4 inches long, are the cause of a multi-state outbreak of salmonella that has led to actually 5 hospitalizations and a few deaths already.
All Good Day Health Podcasts can be found at gooddayhealthshow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, 23 half the hour now. It's time for us to work our way into the social media crowd. GoodDayShow.com is where you find, you can go to Facebook and Instagram and find us at Good Day Radio Show. But you can also find some of the things that are being discussed. Our daily podcast at GoodDayShow.com and the whole program in its entirety circulates all day, every day. You can hear the program on demand at the podcast on demand of the show itself, repeating at gooddayshow.com. So the Kardashians are in the trending column here. First, Khloe and her boyfriend Tristan have a baby.
No, not boyfriends.
Oh, they married?
They are, yes. Oh, no. They're exes.
Oh, they were exes.
There was this big scandal, so scandalous, back in December where Kardashian, he fathered another child. And they've had a pretty rough relationship on and off, because of his cheating.
Oh, why would that be? Just because he impregnated another woman? Come on. Where's your spirit of good fun, Jay?
And this is their relationship. I don't have a hand in it. But they had already had a surrogate lined up, and she was already carrying the baby when all of this happened. So the two exes actually have no contact with each other except for co-parenting their 4-year-old daughter. Uh-huh. And now their son has officially been born. And now it's co-parents of two children.
So how do you do this? Does the father have sex with this other woman, or do they do it artificially? I guess you can choose.
It's artificial.
It's always artificial?
With the doctor.
I'll bet it's not always artificial. I'll bet. You get my drift?
Not when Tristan Thompson's involved.
Okay. Yeah, right.
Wink, wink, nudge, nudge.
Wink, wink, yep. All right, so anyway, the Khloe gang is a baby boy. Meanwhile, sister Kim and Pete Davidson, see you later, alligator, looks like, right?
Yeah, they broke up after 9 months of dating. According to sources, it was their age difference and busy schedules that had them had distance between the two of them. And it was apparently very amicable, and it just wasn't working out for them at the time. So they called it quits.
She has 4 children. Can't be easy for he's. Yeah, how old is your oldest child? Teenager, right?
Oh, my goodness. I don't think North is quite a teenager yet, although she seems to act like it as per, like, what news media says and what she does in social media. But, yeah, with Kanye West. And Pete's 28, Kim's 41. There's definitely a difference in lifestyles. He's a single guy. She's a married divorcee, a divorcee with four kids.
Right.
It's got to be difficult. And they're both so busy.
Mm-hmm. All right. So, anyway... they tried it for a while. It was an interesting subject of conversation, so life goes on. Selena Gomez says she wants her life to change somewhat because she wants to be a mother. How old is she now? She's 30, right? I remember.
She's 30. She said that she hopes that she can eventually quit acting, get married, and just be a mom and put everything into herself and philanthropy. Good for
Why
her.
Not? Yeah. Right. Why shouldn't she be able to do all that stuff? I wouldn't have thought if it wasn't somebody like her that was always in the limelight, people would say, this is normal. Well, she wants to be normal, it would seem. So can she be normal? Can people like that who have gone through fame, especially early in their lives, can they adjust? Can they just kind of drop out and become like the lady and like the boy and girl next door?
It seems like a lot of times they can. Even look at actors, young actors who quit acting, go to college, and then come back or work through college. Yeah. Dakota Fanning, Natalie Portman, they seem like they were able to have a typical youth and go to college.
28 past the hour.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT.
Make money doing what you love. It can be done. Matter of fact, it has been done. Consider the story of Jack London. He's one of the highest-paid writers of all time. Authored The Call of the Wild, recently released as a blockbuster movie starring Harrison Ford. Jack grew up in a rough neighborhood in Oakland, poor, uneducated, and a school dropout. As a child, Jack fell in love with the idea of being a writer. The notion that an uneducated, dirt-poor school dropout from Oakland could someday be a published writer was insanity. You know the rest of the story, though. Jack London became one of the richest writers of all time. Discover Jack's secret that allows anyone of any income or educational level to make money doing what they love. Whatever it is you love more than anything else, let's make that your prosperous living. Go right now to discovering...
New message.
Hey, girlfriend, it's Carol from Jury Duty. We never actually spoke, but I saw you ordered the same hoagie as me at lunch. What are the chances? Anywho, I heard you just got a boat. We should totally grab some hoagies and take it out for a spin.
When you get a boat, you also get new friends. Make sure Progressive's one of them. And get coverage today for as little as $100 a year.
Do I want to feel the wind in my hair? Guilty as charged. Oh, seriously, let's ride on your boat.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Annual premium for basic liability policy not available in all states.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exergen.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
In a parade of flashing lights on FBI cars at the front gate and TV camera crews at the ready, the FBI raided President Trump's Mar-a-Lago estate in Florida, claiming he took classified papers years ago from the White House. Congressman Jim Jordan on Fox News.
1 year ago, it was the Merrick Garland using the Patriot Act against parents. One day ago, it was 87,000 agents in a bill the Democrats passed to go harass Americans from the IRS. And today, we have the raid of a former president's home in America.
FBI agents in the past have made up stories against President Trump, all based on hate. Olivia Newton-John, the Australian singer and Grease actress that charmed generations, died Monday at her ranch in Southern California, according to a statement from her husband. She was 73 years old. USA Radio News.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Partisan politics in Washington, D.C. has reared its ugly head again. The FBI has raided the home of a former president. No arrests were made. Evidence has been made up in the past by FBI agents that simply hate Trump. The FBI searched President Trump's Mar-a-Lago estate in Florida, claiming he took classified papers years ago from the White House. Congressman Jim Jordan on Fox News.
This Friday, we're going back to vote on this stupid bill that the Democrats passed out of the Senate yesterday. So we will be there all day Friday. I'll be in Thursday night. Merrick Garland, Chris Wray, come to the House Judiciary Committee this Friday and answer our questions about this action today, which has never happened in American history. What was on the warrant? What were you really doing? What were you looking for? Why not talk to President Trump and have him give the information you're after? This is unbelievable. And understand the history here. 1 year ago, it was the Merrick Garland using the Patriot Act against parents. 1 day ago, it was 87,000 agents in a bill the Democrats passed to go harass Americans from the IRS. And today, we have the raid of a former president's home in America. So heck, we deserve answers now. And this Friday would be a good time. Jerry Nadler, call up Christopher Wray, call up Merrick Garland, bring him in front of the House Judiciary Committee so we can ask him the questions that the American people deserve answers to.
The annual Perseid meteor shower and a supermoon will grace our skies Thursday night through the weekend. Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
We depend on our drinking water supply daily, but where does that water come from? Your water provider encourages you to get to know your local water source so together we can protect and preserve it. The investments we make as a community to protect our water source now ensure we have a sustainable drinking water supply for the future. Visit drinktap.org to learn more. This message is brought to you by the American Water Works Association and your local water provider.
Taking a photo booth picture together every 5 years since they were 10 years old, just snapped their 50th anniversary photo. Wow, this is very cool.
Get the podcast at gooddayshow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
After the hour, I'm Doug Steffens. Good Day Show. I'm Jay Kirshner. Doug will be along shortly. There's a Fox News host who is currently, well, in the news. His name's Jesse Waters, who has a lot to say about women who are in politics, that they should not be in the acting seat of the president unless they are married or have been pregnant.
Can you believe that, Doug? And why do people care? Jesse Waters said that a woman has to get married and then get pregnant before she's ripe enough to run for president.
Yeah.
Under
otherwise,
what
too green. Like, totally likening women to bananas.
You've got
to be ripe enough. You're
who is this?
Green,
I don't even
do
know,
it.
Jesse. There's so many people on all these news channels who come from no place. They're nothing. They just somehow get a megaphone because they said one day something right-wingish, so they get on to Fox, or they say something left-wingish, and they get on MSNBC. Why does anybody waste their time watching these hosts, this stuff? I mean, you all know, unless it's the same as music, you like a certain kind of country music, okay, so you find that on the radio. So the same thing is true. You want to listen to someone who has, I suppose, you know, I understand the psychology of it. But under the circumstances, It really
Well, with age comes wisdom and with experience but, and all of that. But to say that somebody has to be pregnant and has to have had been married and stuff, are you saying the same thing for guys, that a guy has to be married and has to have fathered a child or become a father to be able to run? It seems like it's very much against women.
Kind of a misogynistic, we live in a culture, and that word is overused, by the way, but there is an application to it here for sure. And a lot of it, you know, the focus certainly more on that these days because of what's going on with Roe v. Wade and the women's right to reproduce, the kinds of negative things that are being passed in state houses, state assemblies around the country by mostly men. And so here I have a thought for you. It was passed along to me by one of my listeners named Lance. He writes, the irony of all of the abortion bills in these states is the complete lack of male inclusion. Women do not magically become pregnant. There's a man attached to every abortion. Why are men not being included in the jail time for abortion? Because this isn't about abortion. It's about men controlling women. It's an easy topic for white men to flex their power to remind the women folk that they'll always have to kneel to them. If it were actually about abortion, we'd be discussing early and continuing sex education, free birth control, health care for all, making child care financially feasible, mandatory parental leave, increasing hard sentences for rape, fixing the foster care system, and making adoption more accessible. This is not about abortion. Don't kid yourself. You know what? I think he's 100% right.
Very well said.
100% right. It's not about, this is not about women and children. It's about control. It really is. So here's a doctor who is, I think he's in Dallas, but I'm not sure. Let me see. He was interviewed by the local news channel. You know, you're an OBGYN. And basically the bottom line of the interview, Jay, is maybe I shouldn't be practicing here. Some of the doctors, even medical students, reconsidering career prospects in red states. So this has gone that far that health care is going to be impacted by this ruling and by this approach. And yet they're so blind to, the other points of view, to, you know, the circumstances. Whether you like Planned Parenthood or you don't, whether you like abortion legal or you don't, you're one person. And women's rights, men's rights, all of the things that we have sort of wrapped around, the flag's been wrapped around this whole thing, yeah, you're unpatriotic if you don't go along with the Supreme Court ruling. And again, I think sort of I don't like this reality, but it's the reality. I don't like it because I don't like the fact that that there's one issue that would determine whether people vote for a candidate or even go out to vote. I guess it's worse to, you know, to think that it's only one issue that gets people to vote. But whatever, this midterm election is going to see a lot of wild and woolly stuff. And you see already where the lines are being drawn or where the money is being spent. Already $2.1 billion in advertising has been booked on radio and television for the fall election. Some of it has been spent, a lot of money actually has been spent on primaries. Thank heavens people are waking up to the fact that the primary vote is as important as the final vote. Primary season goes through September. We have our primary in Massachusetts, I think it's September 8th. It's the Tuesday after Labor Day. Anyway, back to the story. This is what I thought. Texas Southwest Medical Center in Dallas. The story of a doctor who is training in internal medicine. And he figures that his skills will be in high demand, and he's probably right about that. But he doesn't know, because of the state's strict abortion, anti-abortion laws, whether he wants to even stay there. So you're going to drive out. This is the sort of story, and the reason it's being told is that it is what apparently is going on. There are a number of different research papers being done by students in colleges all around the country, not just in red states, blue states. But, you know, the idea is whether or not you want to be, giving people advice even. This guy is not providing any of this kind of care. But there are laws in Texas that limit the procedures, and that's created confusion, certainly uncertainty over what treatments are legal if you've got a miscarriage. Let's say you have a miscarriage, and you can't, the law is so restrictive, apparently, you can't advise a pregnant patient on adoption, abortion. It's just craziness. It's 2022, for God's sakes. Not only is it crazy, it's unhealthy. This is psychologically and physically unhealthy. We're in a very unhealthy circumstance here. Why not leave well enough alone? What is there about your thinking? You think you're so important. You think you're always right. We have to protect the rights of the unborn child. Yep, get it. I'm right there with you. But what are you doing about helping a mother who's pregnant that has a problem? What are you doing about a child that's going to be born into a system that he or she is not responsible? She didn't. The child didn't make the decision. Mm-hmm. Although, depending on what you think about spiritual,
well, and what about the women who want to have children, who absolutely want to have children, has a miscarriage, but they're not in a life or death situation yet, so they have to wait until they're in a life or death situation. Well, by that time, their life may be saved, but they may lose the ability to even reproduce had they have been able to have things taken care of ahead of time.
I find this extraordinarily annoying, frankly. All right, well, that's the overview of that circumstance as we are in. I'm happy to read whatever you have to say. I don't know if I'm happy. I just, you don't have to agree with me, but you, by the same token, don't be telling me you're calling the radio station and saying, get that guy off the air. He has no business saying that. What's he talking about? He doesn't know what he's talking about. Really? And you do. Okay, good for you. 43 after the hour, there are clashes in the Gaza Strip between Israel and the Islamic Jihad. How does that affect you, and what does it mean for them after this?
I'm Greg. I'm 68 years old. I grew up in Cleveland, Ohio, majored in business administration. I do motivational speaking in addition to substitute teaching. Part of the reason for my motivational speaking is I kind of feel like I have a calling of giving back to the younger generation. You know, the golden rule is do unto others you'd have them do unto you. My wife, Wanda, is a senior flight attendant. She's been flying for over 30 years. We do laugh quite a bit. I think most adults will start realizing that they don't recall things as quickly as they used to, or they don't remember things as vividly as they once did. I've been taking Prevagen for about 3 years now. People say to me periodically, man, you got a memory like an elephant. It's really, really helped me tremendously.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Greg Fraley is a paid testimonialist and real Prevagen user. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who were cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Message.
What up, what up? It's Heather's cousin. You dated her in college, or maybe you were just in the same class. Anyway, I heard you bought a boat, my man. Let's hit the water. Oh, and Heather told me you always liked snacks and stuff, so I could totally bring some chips.
When you get a boat, you also get new friends. Make sure Progressive's one of them. And get coverage today for as little as $100 a year.
Hey, also, I'm a little short on cash, so can you cover the chips? Thanks. I can see why Heather liked you.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Annual premium for basic liability policy not available in all states.
How long does it take to tackle a home project? With Angie, you could cross it off your list before this ad is over. Just tell us what you need. Indoor, outdoor, repair, or redesign. And we handle the rest, sending a top pro to get it done. You don't have to lift a finger, except to tap the screen or click the mouse. Plus, Angie is free to use. So bring us your next home project, and we'll bring it home. Download the app or go to Angie.com. That's ANGI.com to get started.
45 after the hour, Doug Steffens' Good Day program. Jake Kirshner and I now focused with you on the weekend clashes in the Gaza between the Israelis and the Palestinians, but not really the Palestinians. This is a group, the jihadists, who are always, they're at it. These people are always at it, been at it for decades. I hesitate even sometimes to tell these stories because it's, there's nothing that changes. It's kind of like the debate over birth control, capital punishment, guns, you know. Nothing changes. These people over here, the 2 million Palestinians that are on one side and the 2.5 million Israelis that are on the other side in Jerusalem, now things are ramping up because jihad is supported by Iran. And so and these, because they're Jewish and they're Muslims, back and forth. Did you see the story from, is it Phoenix or Tucson? A Muslim was killed over the weekend, and they think mm-hmm. that there have been four who have been targeted by somebody who's killing Muslims just because they're Muslims. You talk about ignorance and the complete ignorance of this sort of thing going on. But it's just, the reason I tell you the story about the Gaza Strip is because the same thing is just bigger. But it's the same kind of stuff. You can't get along with somebody because he or she isn't of your religion. This is 2022. I keep having to pinch myself, remind myself that we're living in an era that is supposedly, we haven't.
We're supposed to be so much more progressive
like
this, yet.
Yeah, exactly.
It's not
right.
allowed.
Yeah. All right, here's something that is good that comes out of all the work that we've been doing to try to figure out what's going on, not only on our planet, but how we sit in the universe. The James Webb Telescope and the evaluation of things that it is sending back to Earth. This is the story of what the Webb Telescope has seen. Scientists are looking at this planet called TRAPPIST-1. TRAPPIST-1. Is it a home to aliens? And if it is, what kind of aliens live there? Is this like, what was the show, David Duchovny? And
The X-Files.
The X-Files,
What is it, Scully and Mulder?
Scully and Mulder, yeah, right. And by the way, Scully was named after Vin Scully, that character.
Yeah.
That? Yeah.
Oh,
anyway.
I love that.
So they're scanning the skies for signals, and there are a lot more of these exoplanets. That is, planets that they know are there. Sometimes they see them, sometimes they hear them. The Webb Telescope is seeing these stars that are as many as 40 light years away. They can be leading candidates for being habitable. Life, what's there? What kind of life is there? Would it be the same kind of life as we have here? Who knows?
Yeah, figuring out what kind of atmosphere they have, if they do have an atmosphere, and this Webb telescope has the power to check that out, if they have an atmosphere. And then if they do find that there is an atmosphere, is it hospitable? What kind of life form could be living in these conditions?
They have atmospheres, around these. And so they can identify these planets, and they can look at them, and they can tell that they have atmospheres, not what's in the atmosphere, because if they're close to their own sun, that'll be something that there's a lot of radiation and stuff, so they won't have the kind of life we have here. But certainly is an interesting thing to consider, is it not? 10 before the hour here. Conversation on the Good Day Show continues.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy.
EW. Need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie. It works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC. Great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right, the Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that, but the common person can? So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
Here we are at 53 after the hour. Mondays, usually at this time, we have a lot of help from our friend Tom Kreidler, who's decided that he's taking his family out on his boat. They haven't had a vacation yet this summer, so let's go take a boat ride. And good for him. Meanwhile, back at the ranch,
there's those allergies. Nobody will ever be safe. It is year-round, every day, whether it's ragweed or a different kind of pollen, and you have the dust mites that are, awful. They're so mean.
Yep, they're after you.
Like, what's
you
their
can't
problem?
See them. The problem is that you're there and they want to be there.
Invading their space.
So they'll eat your into your nose and your ears and all that good stuff. Okay, people in the news. Remember last week the news broke that Naomi Judd had named her widower as the executor of the estate. And then apparently the daughters, Winona, Winona, and Ashley, were left out of the will. So apparently Winona is going to contest the decision. Sources close to the family say they are baffled by that claim. This is a Daily Mail story. That's not true, apparently, at all.
Exactly. There's supposedly that Winona is going to fight the whole will thing, and that Winona and Ashley are at odds and fighting over the whole situation, and people who are close to the family are like, where is this even coming from? There's no rift. Like, first off, they have a lot of money on their own.
Right.
They've always been very close. Larry Strickland, their stepfather, has been in their life since the 70s. So it's not like it's just some stranger, some guy who came in the last five years.
Some creep reporter.
Yeah, again, it's the whole scandal sells mentality.
Yep. Okay, Instagram rolling back changes, some criticism from the Kardashians. Why are they stopping their plans to make social media platforms more like TikTok, What's the what?
Yeah,
see,
if people want to use TikTok, they'll go to TikTok. You don't need to see it on something else. Like, the problem with Instagram was that you started seeing suggested content rather than the people you're actually following, where on TikTok, you have an option. You can pick suggested content, or you can pick the people you're following. It's two little buttons at the top. Where Instagram was just starting to throw things at you because they're like, hey, we think you'll like this. And instead, you're not seeing the people that you're actually friends with in real life or the people that you're choosing to follow. You no longer see their content. It's all these, well, you viewed a video from this person, so we think you're also going to like this person.
Yeah,
you don't know me, algorithm.
Right, yeah. And that the knock in your voice there. Okay.
I find it offensive.
It is offensive. Next up, Lady Gaga. Remember the story where the gunman ripped her, stole her dogs away, and they found this guy, and they arrested him, and then apparently he got out of jail, right?
Yeah, it was some oversight that he was released, and he knew he wasn't supposed to be released, so he went on the run, but he's been arrested again.
Yeah. James Howard Jackson accidentally released in what the Marshals Service describes as a, quote, clerical error. So how many of these occur? Weekly, monthly, around, the, you know, what? How many people get let out of jail and ought not to be out of jail? Anyway, so the Sheriff's Department offered a $5,000 reward of taxpayer money because they're incompetent nincompoops. And so there are other people. There's more than one person, though, that was involved in this.
Yeah, there were a couple. And then the woman who, quote-unquote, found the dog ended up being tied with these people, too. And so she was taken in for receiving stolen goods.
Yeah, good. So they all are supposed to be in jail, are they, is the question.
Yeah, one of them took a four-year plea deal.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Meanwhile, speaking of plea deals, how do we pronounce this woman's name? Ghislaine? I never pronounce it right.
Ghislaine Maxwell.
Yeah. Former confidant of Epstein. Here's another one of these. She's not out of jail, but she's been sent to a low-security federal prison to serve out her 20-year sentencing, a sentence for sex trafficking, etc. So how did that happen? Is she even an American citizen? She's a British by birth. I don't even know if she's an American citizen or not.
Yeah, I think she's a British socialite from like back in the day. But it seems like this prison, quote unquote prison, she is being retained at. It's almost like a spa. Like, she gets to do yoga. She gets to do all these different things. Like,
play football.
Seriously.
Work out in the gym. All right, so anyway, and she can spend $360 a month at the commissary. So do they bring in, do they have access to their own money under these circumstances? They can walk, sex offenders can walk the yard, says one of the inmates. Okay, well, somebody's liable to take their anger out on her. It's 59 past the hour.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.